Be'ezrus Hashem, Mitzvahs Pru Revu Shir Gimel. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Beis and in Baba Basra Daf Yid Gimel and other places, it brings the Mishnah that says that Chazal were Mesakin, that a Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choirin, they were Koifin as Rabbi L'Shachroi. They made a takona that you must be Meshachroi, a Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choirin, because the Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choirin has no one he's able to marry. Lisa Bas Choirin Einu Yochel because of his Tzad Avdus. Lisa Shifcha Einu Yochel because of his Tzad Ben Choirin. Livatel Halloy Loy Nivra Ha'olam El Pirir Virivya Shenemer Loy Soyu Bura L'Sheves Yitzara El Koifenes Rabbi L'Shacharay. He has no choice, there's no one he's able to marry, and therefore we're Koifenes Rabbi to be Meshacharim in order to be Mekayim Pruravu. Toisvis in Baba Basra and in Chagiga asks, L'chayrin is an eitzah for this chetzi evet chetzi ben chayrin. Even if the rabbi is not meshachar him, he can marry, let's say, a shifcha, or others say, maybe a ben chayrin, a bas chayrin, and he can use the concept of esed oichaloyse to say, the chetzi of the tzad that's going to be usher to the isha will be able to be nitchal yidei esed oichaloyse to say. Azoy frek toisvis. Zog toisvim baba basra, kama terutzim. First he says, v'oymer rabbeinu Yitzchok, the beidna, the meker lalav loy mekayim esse. It's not beidna. For esse dechaloise, it has to be at the same time. And the aveira of the being born, the shifcha, let's say, is also even betchilas bia, by the haro. And the mitzvah loy mekayim ad gmar bia. This is, of course, the toisis we mentioned in the last year that the Menchus Chinuch brings out, that in this toisis state, that the mitzvah of pruravu is the gmar bia. This is as opposed to the mahalach of the Menchus Chinuch, that the mitzvah is the latest habonim. Toisus is mavur that the ma'isa bia is the mitzvah. Abrahamius, the kiyum of the ma'isa mitzvah is the gemar bia, the chelik of the bia that's moiled, and the avera of baal shifra is already betchilas bia, and that's why you're not able to use the idea of esed oichaloisa. Say, Nahamius, the Menchus Chinuch was medayik from this teretz of Toisus, not like his gang. But then the Menchus Chinuch brings the tzveit teretz of Toisus. Toisus answers another teretz. Va'oid, she is aser. Meaning, he has a mitzvah of Peru Revu, but the wife that he's going to pick, she doesn't have the mitzvah of Peru Revu. And Al Kaponim, she can marry someone else if she wants. She is not mukhrich to marry him. He's stuck, he has no one he could marry. Oh, but she's not mukhriyiv bachlal. How could his essay be doicha her lav? And what's mavur here in this toisis is a very interesting idea, that essay of one is not doicha the lav of another. The Kapis Tamorim, in the Sefer Kuntris, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim from the Maharam Ibn Chaviv in Yumadaf Peivov goes at length to handle this nakuda. This yesoid in essay doicha loisase, that essay of one person is not doicha the loisase of the other one. First of all, he asks, what's going to be with Yibum? Yibum, he assumes the mitzvah of Yibum is only on the Yobam, not on the Yavama. The emes is that this is gufa, a big shaila, we mentioned it already. It's a yam of rishonim and achroyim that address this issue. If the mitzvah of yibam is only on the yobam, or is it also on the yavama? But if you'll nemon that the mitzvah of yibam is only on the yobam, so then we have a shaila. First of all, by every yibam, if you learn that the mechanism of yibam is based on esed oichaloisase, and it's not a flat hutra, which is itself a topic, but if you learn that regular yibam is based on esed oichaloisase, how could you use esed oichaloisase? Only the yobam has the mitzvah, and the yavama doesn't, if you'll assume so. And how is she going to be over the avera of eshes ach? Even if you'll say that regular yibam is not based on the mechanism of esed oichaloisase, it's a hutra. Aber, what about that the Gemara discusses chayvi lavin by a yavama, where we say esed oichaloisase, or there's a havmina that by chayvi krisus we should say esed oichaloisase? The Gemara in Yavamis uses the idea of esed oichaloisase by yibum, by specific yibums, when it's a chayvi lavin or a chayvi krisus. How could you use esed oichaloisase? The mitzvah is doch only on the yavam. The yavama doesn't have the mitzvah. How does she have the esed oichaloisase? So, of course, one option is to learn that the yavama also has the mitzvah. But if you learn not, it's shver. Oichet frek the kapis tamarim. The Gemara in Ksubistaf Mem has a havamina that when a person is ma'anis and isha, and the isha is an isha hasuraloi, so then you don't have the mitzvah of veloi seal isha, the mitzvah that he has to marry her. Frek the Gemara, why not? Let the essay of veloi seal isha be doicha the lav. Frek the kapis tamarim, how could the Gemara ask that? He has the essay of veloi seal isha. She also has the iser. Is the emes is, the Gemara over there gives a cryptic answer. which there are many pshatim in the Rishonim. Over Taisus and Ksubas, Gufa brings one pshat, that that's what the Gemara means. Since she doesn't have the essay, only he does, you can't use essay d'chalois essay. Klapi, the kasha from Yevomis, the Menchas Chinuch wants to answer, that la'olam, it's Yetochin, that maybe the mitzvah of Yibam is only on the Yabam. And he's medayik that the chinuch later on in mitzvah tof kuf tzadites by the mitzvah of yibum stresses that this mitzvah is only on zecharim, and a lot of rishonim hold like that the mitzvah of yibum is only on the yobam, but he explains taka the mitzvah of yibum is only on the yobam, but bederech klal when you have an isser of chavilavin the isser is really only on him and machmas didei the isser is on her also ad kama that there's an esed oicheloisesei benigei him memela the isser is not on her either. As opposed by Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyren, where over there the Isser was going to be Loisia Kadesha, over there it's an Isser Be'etzim directly on her. And over there, Tosfos rightfully answers that the essay of one is not Doicha the Lav of another. But again, this is a topic in of itself, whether when you have an Avera which is involving two people, and only one of them has the essay, and both have the Lav, are you able to say that the essay of Chad is Doicha Lav the Idach? What's interesting, the Kapis Tmorin, who talks, like we said, about Yibum and about this Sugya of Chetzi Eved, the MS, the Kapis Tmorin, is really on the Gemara in Yuma Daf Peivov. And it's an interesting noise. The Gemara in Daf Peivov in Yuma has a whole bunch of memories, Gedoyla Tshuva, and one of them is Gedoyla Tshuva Shedoycha Loises Hashem Torah. Gedoyla Tshuva Shedoycha Loises Hashem Torah. Because Hashem divorced us, and it's machzer grushasai, and it's alav to take back a grusha. Machzer grushasai mishanissus. We went on to, let's say, avodah zarah, so it's machzer grushasai mishanissus. And gedoyla tshuva. Tshuva is so great that it's doicha v'loisasai, and Hashem takes us back. Frek the kapis tomorrow. What's this? Gedoyla tshuva shedoicha loisasai shebatoira. Kol ha'toyra kula, the din is essay doicha loisasei. It's not a specific chiddush legabi tshuva. Hare b'chol ha'toyra kula kaimel an essay doicha loisasei. Why is it such a fascinating idea? G'doy l'tshuva shedoicha loisasei shebatoyra. So there are many trutzim. There's a mahalach to say that the mitzvah of tshuva is not a mitzvah b'chlal. It's only a way to get close to Hashem. It's not that there's a mitzvah of tshuva. And that's the chiddush, that g'doy l'tshuva, it's doicha even though it's not an essay. There are many other trutzim. But what's negei klapi unzer noise? The kapis tomorrow wants to answer. Gedoy l'tshuva shedoycha loisus hashebatoyra. The mitzvah of tshuva klal Yisrael has the mitzvah, not Hashem, and Hashem is over the lav of machzer grushasai. Gedoy l'tshuva that even though it's essay of one, it's doicha the lav of the other. Klal Yisrael's essay is doicha the lav, even for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas in other places, essay the chad is not doicha lav the idach. Kimavur in our Tosfos Baba Basra. Lagufa inyan on gedoy l'tshuva shedoicha loisa say, there's another mahalach that Achronim bring that be'emes, the pshat and the Gemara is not machzer grushosoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never divorced us. Rather, Klal Yisrael was mezana, isha shemezana tachas baila. And it's an isser of soita. And if it's an isser of soita, from the sugyas in Yevomis, a soita is osur labailo with a lav and an essay, not just a lav. And you could say it's a kvetch, but that the Gemara means gedoy l'tshuva, that it's doicha alois to say and an essay. Because it's not machzer grushasai, it's soita. Soita is essay v'lois to say. Bederech klal essay is not doicha lois to say v'essay. Gedoy l'tshuva, that it's doicha the lois to say and the essay. The question on this pshat, Chassam Sofer asks, if you're going to tell me that the status of Klal Yisrael Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a soita is only usher if she was mezana beratzon. Klal Yisrael Avada was be'oinis gomer from the Yetzer Hara, who was onso Yitzroy, and it was an oinis. And oinis is not usher labayla. A soita is not usher if it's be'oinis. If the pshat is machzer grushosoi, machzer grushosoi, mishenis. But if it's soita, a soita is not usher labayla when it's be'oinis. Zok the Chassam Sofer, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen. A Kohen is Osir Le'ishtoi, even if she was Nensa. Oh, but the problem is, from the Sugya Yevomis, when a Kohen is Osir Le'ishtoi by Nensa, then it's only a Lav. It's not a Lav and an essay. The Lav and an essay is only when it's Mizana Baratzen. So then it's Hadru Kushi Leduchte. Why is it G'doy L'tshuva Shadoich Eloise say? It's only Eloise say. Because the Kohen, but Oinus is only a loisase. I thought, just to be Messiah, this Indian, to say a different Mahalach. We see that there's a tumult, a nidin in the Achroinim. What's the tsugang of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship? Is it Machzer Grushose Mishenisis, or is it Soita? Efshur, it's both. Efshur, it's also first that Klal Yisrael was Mezana, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megarish, and it's Machzer Grushose Mishenisis. If so, then it's two lavim. It's a chiddush what I'm saying, because be'emes, the lav of Machzer Grushose is Lo Yuchal Baila, Lo Shuv Lakachto, which is gufa the same makor that a soit is also Labaila. Or besoif kol soif, it's two different isurim. It's clearing efshir and chiddush, that's two lavim. And it's not poshit if esen is doicha two lavim. And that would be the chiddush. Similarly, what the Achroinim said, G'doyle Tshuva Shadoicha Lois Essay, that the chiddush was, even though it's a lav and an essay, Al derech ze, I want to suggest it's gedoy l'tshuva that it's doicha even two loisases, the lav of soita and the lav of machzer grushose. Abrahamius, that was the inyan of esei doicha loisase of esei dechad being doicha lav the idoch. Behemshich the minchas chinuch and ois yotes. He brings, of course, that we know there's the machloikis we mentioned in the first shir, the machloikis tanoyim, if the mitzvah of pru revu is only on the man and not on the isha, machloikis tanakam and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. But then he wants to handle, what about avodim? And be'emes, it's a ganze topic, the topic of avodim. But derech klal, we know that avodim are chayiv in the same mitzvah that an isha is chayiv. Lo, lo, me'isha, gzeir shavu, lo, lo, me'isha. The mitzvah that noshim are chayiv on, avodim are chayiv on. Now we paskin that noshim are potter from peru revu. The pashtus is it would follow that avodim also are potter from peru revu. Toisvis in chagigah daf beiz amid beiz brings that avodim are chayiv in peru revu. That was the whole problem with this chetzi evet, chetzi ben choyrin. Avodim are also chayiv in peru revu. The shaila is, what's the pshat? If noshim are potter from peru revu, heichon matzonu that avodim could be chayiv if noshim are potter. As the emes is, this is a big topic. The ktsara, to say the Rosh Prokem of it, there's a shaila in the Mishnah Lamelech, Hilchas Melochim, Perak Yud, Halacha Zayin. It's a ganz lange Mishnah Lamelech there. There's also a Turei Evin in Chagiga on the Afbeis over there, Pnei Shua in Gittin. Other Achrayim handle also. In the Geder of Lola Me'isha, is it possible that you'll have mitzvahs that Noshim are Potter and an Eved will still be Chayiv? Pashtus, it's not Shaykh. The whole Makor is Lola Me'isha. So we have to open up with the Chakira. What's the Geder of Lola Me'isha? What's Bechlal, the Tzugang of an Eved? What would have been if not for the Gzeir Shava of Lola? One way of looking at it is, an Eved before Lola was potter from all mitzvahs. The Hanocha Aleph is that he's not chayiv in any mitzvahs. The Gzeir Shava of Lola Me'isha came to be machayiv him in mitzvahs like an Isha. The other gang is Punkfakert, that an Eved, Pashtas, he's Psahal B'Yidereri, he's chayiv in all mitzvahs. The Gzeir Shava of Lola knocks it down, that he's potter in the mitzvahs that Noshim are potter on. It's a very important nekuda, and it's the hamoda of the sugi over here. Is Eved starting point that he's potter from all mitzvahs, Lola is mechayiv him, or is the starting point that he's chayiv in all mitzvahs, Lola patters him? The emes is Rabbi Kveger in Mishnayis and Brochus Paragimel, he brings a raya. The emes, the gzereshova of Lola, is from Isha to a shifcha, not to an Eved. Now, if you'll tell me that the emes, an Eved is chayiv in all mitzvahs, so who told you Lola should lower him down? Maybe Lola should only go on Shifcha. Bishleima, if fakert, an Eved is potter from all mitzvahs, Lola is his starting point. So Kolshken, if the Lola taught us that a Shifcha is chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha, Avada, an Eved is chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha. But if the starting point would be that an Eved is chayiv in all mitzvahs, Mechatesa Lola should be moired him. Other achroinim bring other eyes, but again, it's two different ways of looking at Lola. Klapimad vorem amurim. We now want to know, is it possible to say that Noshim apote from Peru Revu and Eved is chayiv? So comes the achroinim, the Pnei Yeshua, the Shlomelech, they want to say, B'derechlal Noshim apote is Zman Groma, it's a set rule. Mitzvah said Noshim apote, Avodim apote, that's the rule. Zman Groma, Noshim apote, Eved is potter. Of a Peru Revu, Be'emes is a mitzvah's essay that it's not Zman Groma. Why is it potter? The pasuk says v'chivshuha. Akopana, that's one of the two pshatim the Gemara brings. You could be mafalpel, it's totally in there. But the Gemara brings one of the pshatim why noshim are potter is because it says v'chivshuha. Ish is darkoi lichbosh, an isha is not darkoi lichbosh. Oy bazoi, that's a svara that a mitzias is shayiv by an isha. But an eved is yet darkoi lichbosh. An eved is yet darkoi lichbosh. it would follow that an Eved could be chayiv in Pruravu. Hare the tam by Isha is specifically because it's not darkly lichbush. You can go into this by other cases also. First of all, first and foremost, an Eved has Mila and an Isha doesn't have Mila. Another dogma is the Rambam in Hilchis Avodah Zarah Perikid Beis. Noshim are not muzhar in Hashchos HaZokin in being Megaleach the Zokon. On Eved, the Rambam Paskins is Chayiv in Hashchos HaZokin. One more dogma to bring out. The Chinuch Shita is, the Sefer HaChinuch, that Noshim are potter from the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. And he says, why are Noshim potter from Zechiras Amalek? Because they're not Shaykh to Melchama. The Indian of the Zechira is only to be Zechira the Eva in order to do the Melchama. Noshim are not Shaykh to the Melchama, so they're not Shaykh to Zechiras Amalek. So I was clearing. But Efshir Eved, yeah. An Eved is yet Darkoi the Melchama. Zechino, maybe there were more cases, but Zechino, for starters, we have a few dugmois over here that even though as a set rule, Eved is chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha, or it's yitochen that an Eved could be chayiv in certain mitzvahs, al after Noshim HaPater, if there's a Sibas Ptur by the Isha that's specifically shayiv to Nekeva. Hashchos Zokin, the Rambam Paskins, Eved is chayiv. Peruravu, Tois in Chagiga says Eved is chayiv. I was clearing Zechiris Amalek, Eved would be chayiv. And Milo, Eved is chayiv. And that becomes the question. L'choyra, yesh l'falpul, l'choyra, it's totally in the chakira. If you learn that the system of lo-lo is that the emes and eved was potter from all mitzvahs. Lo-lo is gufa his makar to become a chayiv. So his whole makar is from Isha. How could it be? How could he ibrishtag his malamid? How could an eved be chayiv in mitzvahs that an Isha is not chayiv in? His whole makar is from Isha. Bishleima, if you learn an eved is chayiv in all mitzvahs. Lolo came to patter him. You could say a vort. Lolo is a flat ptor on Zman Gromis. But when there's a specific Siba that the Isha has a ptor, we don't schlep it so as a ptor to Eved. But if the Eved was chayiv in zero mitzvahs, the Lolo is his whole source of chayiv, how could he have mitzvahs that are beyond the Isha's musogim of mitzvahs? And Efshir, you could say a vort, it's not mochruch, that's two different chakirs. Yes, there's this legitimate chakir we'll still see about, whether the system of Lolo is that an Eved starts with zero and got upgraded, got Mischayiv from Lolo, or got Potter. But even if you learn that an Eved got Mischayiv from Lolo, it's not that he gets Mischayiv beprotius on each mitzvah. If it's mamish that the Emes and Eved is not Chayiv in any mitzvah, and every single mitzvah you're putting on the table, you want to don if he's Chayiv, you say, one second, let's check. If an Isha's Chayiv, he can also get the Chayiv. So you come to Pruravu, and you say, listen, Reb Eved, the Emes, you're not Chayiv in anything. We're trying to give you as many mitzvahs as possible, but only what an Isha has. Isha, tachlis, whatever the reason is, the Kivshua doesn't have Pruravu, you can't have it either. But Efshir Lolo, even on the side that the Eved was really Potter and the Lolo was Mechayivim, it's not a protistic Mechayiv on every single mitzvah. It's a klal. An Eved is Yemeschoyiv in certain mitzvahs, like an Isha. Then you could already say an Eved gets all mitzvahs except for what Isha is Potter al Zman Grama. But if again, if there's a Siba Mesuyemes that not, Efshir then you can dray out of it and he won't have the Ptor. B'chalif, and those are the Dugmois, maybe you'll see at the end some other Dugmois where you see that an Eved goes beyond Isha, that even though B'derek Kal and Eved is Chayiv, mitzvahs like an Isha, but there can be mitzvahs misuyomois that the Eved will be Chayiv. One of them, like we mentioned, is Toysis and Chagiga, that an Eved is Chayiv in Pruravu. The Turi Eved, though, is Choylik, the Turi Eved and Chagiga says that the Ensem, he's not Soivalit, he learns that Lo is the Machayiv, and it's not Yitochen that an Eved could be Chayiv in a mitzvah. Eved's not Chayiv in any mitzvahs. Only what Isha's Chayiv in, step by step, gets Nilmad from Lolo. If Pruravu Noshim is Potter, how did the Eved get the Chiv of Pruravu? Says the Turi Eved Echidish, before Matan Torah, Ben Noyach was Mitzuv in Pruravu. And even though Ben Emes, once it came out in Torah, there's a cloud, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, called Mitzvah Shalai Nemra Venishness, a mitzvah that wasn't repeated again after Matan Torah. So then when it was mentioned in the Torah before Matan Torah, it now, Lemafrei, it applies to Yidden and not to Goyim, and Puravu is not repeated. So Lechor, it's Nemra to Yisrael, not to Benoyach. Or B'Soif Kol Sefer was originally given to Benoyach. After Matan Torah, Puravu is taken away from the Benoyach. But the Eved, who got a little bit more Kedusha, he remains with his Ben Noyach de Kechiv. And Be'emes, it's Meduyik Hativ in the Toysis. Toysis says, an Eved is Chayiv in Pruravu because Lekul Hu Nemar. Because Benet Pruravu is said to all. And that's to all, even to Goyim. And that's a Pella that Marsha asks. Oh, but it's not. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mitzvah Shalai Nemra Venishness is taken away from the Ben Noyach. Zok the Turi Eved Avad, the Toysis means his Knech. That it's given to Eved because an Eved is Fart Loi Gora from the Ben Noyach Shaboy. And that's why the Eved has the Chiv of Pruravu. Hamias, we have though the Tosis in Chagiga that an Eved is Chayiv in Pru Revu. We explained how he gets beyond the scope of the Lola in various Eifan. But Befret the Turi Eved, there's another problem. How can an Eved have a mitzvah of Pru Revu? An Eved doesn't have any Yachas. The Gemara says, Eved ain loy Chayis. Eved is Kebehema. An Eved is not miyuchas bechlal to his mishpacha. The kids that he have are not related to him. And here it gets a little confusing when the Turi Eved and the Menchas Chinuch Hashtos the Kasha, they quote a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Chesam Beis, and vice versa, it's a machloikas how to learn the Gemara. However, when he asks the Kasha that an Eved has no yichus, he quotes it the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, Omer Rav Chista, Eved mutter b'imoy b'bitoy b'achoysoy. An Eved has no relations. An Eved is mutter in his mother, his daughter, his sister. The Rambam says the one thing an Eved is usher, Yeroy Ali is up the Rambam. In Hilchas Yisuri Bia, Perak Yudalid, Halacha Yedzayin, Yeroy Ali, that an Eved is usher b'behema and in his zohar. Well, you could add that to things that an Eved is chayiv and even an Isha is not. An Isha l'chayr is not muzer on Mishkav Zachar. You could be mafalpul, be'etzim she is, it's just not chayiv technically. But the Rambam says that an Eved is chayiv in Mishkav Zachar and in Behema, but not in any other arise. An Eved is not related to his daughter, to his mother, garnished. Oy b'zoy, how could you say an Eved has a chayiv of Peru Revu? An Eved b'chlal can't have children that are related to him, it's kebehema. Azoy frek the Turi Eved. So the Menchas Chinuch over here, Bariches, he wants to explain that it's a machlokes rishonim, and there's another pshat in that gemara. That gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Eved mutter b'imoy b'bitoy b'achoysoy. The Rambam, the way he learns it up, Taka says kipshutay and Eved is totally not related. That's how the Menchas Chinuch learns b'das the Rambam. But he wants to say b'das Rashi, the Ran, Tosis and Chagig over here that says that it is shaykh peru revu. He wants to say a different beer in the sugya. So he says like this: Avad an Eved be'avdusoy. If he marries a shifcha while he's an Eved and has a child, that child's related to him. If he has a daughter, he's usher to that daughter. What it means is like this. Technically, we know when a ger, when a guy is misgayer, betzim he's totally kekotin shenoy l'domi, and meikar adin is mutter be'imay debitay b'achoysay. No, there's a gzera derabbanon that it's nearest, and we don't want him to marry his direct relatives. Avdet state in the Gemara that's only by the gerus of a ger. An Eved, the Balti is only Ktsas Ger and Ktsas Na, Lechlal Akum Yotza, Mechlal Akum Yotza, Lechlal Yisrael, Loi Bo. So the Pshat is, he's mutter in the Bitoy that he had beforehand when he was a Goy. That he's totally not related to. But Avad, the Be'avdusa, he's going to have relations. Lefize Avad is Shaykh that an Eved could have Yachas. The MS is, you can say, one trot weiter. This is already, again, it's a big topic, we're only touching upon it, but we know an Eved. Like the Gemara says, no matter how you know the Gemara there, the Eved is partially a Yid, he's not in Gansan a Yid. Farshtetzach, when you're Meshachru him, then it goes a step weiter. You can say, Lepulpula, like this. The Rambam holds that an Eved be'avdusay has no chayis bechlal. He's mutter be'bitoy be'imoy. And that's tak, it's the Rambam l'shitosay. If you learn up the good sugya well, the Rambam learns when he's finally in a shtachrer to become a full-fledged yid, it needs a full geirus. You need a dayonim, shloisha dayonim, biyoin, you need a tvilo. It needs a full-fledged geirus. Because ba'avdusa, it's gor shvachamaisis. And if you really want to be mashlim lipulpula, the Rambam, this diukim holds, that an eved is really putter from all mitzvahs. The lala is chotch mechayiv him, like an isha. Because the eved is low down. As opposed to the other Rishonim, it's fakert. An Eved already, be'avdusoy, was a ganz fine geirus. It's already kakotin shenoy l'domi, and he's mutter in the previous relations. But oisimida, they hold that the geirus that you need afterwards, at the shichur, is less. And it's very possible that in the lo'loch akira, they're at the other end of the lo'loch akira, they'll learn that in the lo'loch akira, the starting point is that an Eved is chayiv and everything, and if anything, lo'loch comes to be mamayatin from some of the chiyuvim of the mitzvahs. So that was the topic of the chiv of Eved and Peru Revu. Now a little bit to go into Ba'ifin Klali, the topic of Eved. Again, we have a matzev of an Eved, who's mechlal akum yotza, he's lechlal yisrael loibo. We know as a standard that he's chayiv in mitzvahs lo lo ki'isha. We know that he can certainly be found, and we'll find a few more now, mitzvahs that an Eved will be chayiv in beyond what an isha is chayiv in. And the underlying shaila is the starting point zero and lo lo is mechayiv him, or is it fakert? So what we found so far was, we have a Tosis in Chagiga that Pru Revu Eved is Chayiv. Because Noshim are only potter because of the Chivshua. The Rambam and Avodah Zarah on Eved is Chayiv and Hashchos Zokin, even though an Ish is Potter. So I led this to an interesting Shaila. First of all, I found a shtickel of stira in Rabbi Kiveger, a shtickel of stira. On one hand, you have the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Peches. The Gemara is clearing if an Eved is Kosher Le'edus, and there's a shakel of a tire there, and Toichat Dvarim, the Gemara says, Eved is better than Isha, because an Eved has Mila. The Gemara has a Pircha, if you can learn an Eved from Isha, the Gemara says, Eved is more than Isha, Eved has Mila. Frek Rabbi Kiveger there in Baba Kama Peches, the only thing you could dig up is Mila, that's the only mitzvah. I have a few other mitzvahs, he says, that an Eved is chayiv and more than an Isha. Peru Levu, Hashchas Zokin. Why did the Gemara Dafka pick Mila? As I frek Rabbi Kiveger. Interessant that in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Birchas HaShachar, when it's mentioned the din that if you already said a Shalo Yasani Isha, you can't make any more the brach of Shalo Yasani Ovid. And Rabbi Kiveger explains because the Eved is more than the Isha. Zok Rabbi Kiveger, because the Eved has Mila. Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch. Why did he only pick Mila? Over there in Baba Kama, Rabbi Kiveger Mutchid, that it should also say, Hashchas Zokin, Peru Revu, Zechiris Amalek. That's a shayla. Another nekuda, and this is a big chiddush, I want to say, but after for a pshat, like this. You have a Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Hey. The Gemara says that there's a havmina that maybe koifer is only by a man and not by an isha. So the Gemara, why would I think koifer is only by a man and not by an isha? You need a pasuk to be mar be isha. So the Gemara says, because I would think, Davka ish shehu bar mitzvahs. Aval isha, the lav bar mitzvahs loy. An isha is not a bar mitzvah, and therefore she shouldn't have koifer. Frek toisvahs, an isha is not a bar mitzvah. An isha doesn't have mitzvahs. Avada she has mitzvahs. So toisvahs, yeah, but it means she has less mitzvahs. But when toisvahs asks the kasha, very modern zach. Toisvahs, again, the Gemara, Pashit says, an ish shehu bar mitzvah should have koifer. An isha that's not a bar mitzvah shouldn't have koifer. Frek toisvis, listen to the nusach. Frek toisvis, an isha is not a bar mitzvah. Hare, we learn out lo lo me isha in the Gemara Chagiga. It says that an eved is chayiv like an isha. If toisvis wants to flat out ask that an isha also has mitzvahs and she deserves koifer, if she kills her, she deserves koifer. The yershim deserve koifer. Why does he have to bring from a Gemara Chagiga that Eved is like an Isha? I mean, we know that Noshim are chayiv in certain mitzvahs. That's a sugya rucha. You don't need Eved. Toli Tanya b'deloi Tanya. And that's how Tosis asks the kasha. Rabbi Kiveger on that, Tosis says, Hashem yoyer einai. He says, Tzorich in godel Hashem yoyer einai. If you want to ask flat out that Isha also has mitzvahs, and your teretz is that she only has less mitzvahs, but when you wanted to ask the kasha, what are you drain? Because an Eved is the makar from Isha, this. So Efshir, I want to say Chiddush. Tosis wasn't stamazei bar that a lady has mitzvahs. He understood already in his teretz, a lady has less mitzvahs. That was the havamina. I would think only a man who has a lot of mitzvahs is chayiv kaifer when you kill. Tosis was bothered because there's a din of shloishim shel eved. How could you have a havamina that by, there's no kaifer by isha? But an eved has kaifer, a standard set, some. But there's a kaifer as a shloishim shel eved. And Tosis was bothered, how could you have a havamina that there's no kaifer by isha? Even an eved has somewhat of a koifer. And Eved is learned out lola me Isha. And for Toysis al-Kharifas, I'm saying, yeah, but Isha has less mitzvahs than the Ish. When he says she has less mitzvahs than the Ish, he means less than the Eved. These mitzvahs that we're mentioning, Milo, Peru Revu, Ashchas Zokin, I'll mention a few more now. But that's what Toysis means. He wasn't stopping asking Isha has mitzvahs. He understood she has less. He was bothered me na yubei. How could you say there's a havmina that there's no koifer by Isha because she's not a bar mitzvah? She's not worse than an Eved, and an Eved has shloishim shel Eved. Of them zok toisvis? No, she has less mitzvahs than the Eved. I would think, yeah, that an Eved can have shloishim shel Eved, even though an Isha doesn't. The Pele is because it says that a Shifra also has shloishim shel Eved. Avada, this is lepulpulo. It's not haschalas dvorim for a kushya of Rabbi Kiveger Hashem yor einai. Lashlomas ha'inyin. I want to just speak out. There's a few other mitzvahs that you can speak out whether an eved would be chayiv even if nosha manat chayiv and also fakert. First of all, we talked in the first year if there's an isra of hashchosa zera by an isha. It's not poshut. It's a big shayla in the poiskin. Over eved, it's you're talking that an eved would have the isra of hashchosa zera. But I was thinking, maybe not. Maybe he's not, doesn't have chayis. Maybe there's no isra hashchosa zera by an eved. Interesting idea is birchas koyanim. You know, there's a shita of the charedim. The charedim says that birchas koyanim is not only a mitzvah on the koyin, it's also a mitzvah on the Yisrael to become misbarich. And the Hafla brings in Ksubas Chavdala that who are the Noshim are mitzuvah to be Mizbarich. But the Stechemet brings Avodim not. Avodim are Orur. Ein Orur Bechlal Baruch. So here you have a mitzvah that Ish is Chayiv and an Eved's not. The Chelek HaMekabel of Birchas Koyanim. There's one last mitzvah. There's many, but we'll be mashlim. Actually, two more. First of all, there's a topic of Af Hein Hoye Bo'is Enes, which is an interesting shaila. When we say by Mikra Megillah that Noshim are Chayiv, even though it says Man Groma, because Af Hein Hoye Bo'is Enes, what about Avodim? So the truth is, Avodim were also in the Nes. If Af Hein Hoye Bo'is Enes means Haman wanted to kill them also, Mistama Haman wanted to kill the Avodim of Klai, so they're partial Yidden. No matter how you learn the Chakir of Lola, they're partial Yidden. But you know, some Rishonim learn Af Hein Hoye Bo'is Enes means that they caused the Nes. The Nes was Al-Yidei Esther. What's going to be with Eved? Zogeh Chacharifus, Efshe Fupurim. Haman was an Eved of Mordechai. And the Nes came about Al-Yidei Haman. So Takavaiter, Eved would also be Chayef, and Eved is also Nichlal in Af Hein Hoye Bo'is Enes. So one last one is Kriyashma. The Mishnah says, Noshim Avodim and Ktanim, a potter from Kriyashma. The Yerushalmi learns it out from a pasuk. Interesting, the Yerushalmi says, Avodim a potter from Kriyashma, because it says, Hashem Echod, Yotzezu Shiesh Loi Odoin Acher. Frek Rabbi Kiveger, why do you need a special pasuk? Yotzezu Shiesh Loi Odoin Acher. The Mishnah already said that Noshim are potter. Why would I think Ever is Chayiv if Noshim is potter? So Rabbi Kiveger has a whole pilpul there. It's talking about a chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyrin, who's a sris, who you anyways don't have to be meshacher because he can't have kids, and he would be chayiv in kriyashma from his tzad chetzi ben choyrin pot. One of them state no gzeres hakosav Hashem echad yotzezu sheyesh loy odin acher. His chetzi eved pot is odin acher. So even his ben choyrin pot is not chayiv in kriyashma. I want to say I'll be messiah with this a chiddush to kipshat. If you look at the Yerushalmi there. The Yerushalmi brings a makar that Eved is potter from Hashem Echad. But then it brings a pasuk, a separate pasuk that Noshim are potter. And then it brings a separate pasuk that Ketanim are potter. Over there, Bechlal, the Yerushalmi went all over that every single one of them needs a pasuk. Zogeh Chacharifus. The Bavli, the Gemara in Brochus, when it handles about Kriyashma, Noshim potter, it says, why would I think he is? Zog the Yerushalmi, Zog the Gemara, the Bavli, Mao the Tema, it's Kabbalah's Omal Hashemayim, it's different. Kamashma, no, that we treat it like a regular mitzvah, it's Zman Grama, you're potter. I'm clearing the Yerushalmi Taka holds us like. That Kriyashma is a separate numachai of a bear of Kabbalah's Malcha Shemayim. On that, you need separate Yalfusas. A separate Yalfusa for Eved, a separate Yalfusa for Isha, a separate Yalfusa for Ketanim. That's, again, Tom Vinishlam a little bit the inyonim of Eved by Puru Ravu, and Bechlal, the Gedorim of Lola of Eved and Isha.